From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. I'm Brian Moline. It's Wednesday, July 9th. Coming up, firefly populations have been on the decline in Missouri for decades, but there seem to be a lot more of them out this summer.
So a nice wet year like this allows those little larval fireflies to survive a lot better.
The short and long-term outlook for lightning bugs. That story is coming up on The Gateway. This is St. Louis Public Radio News. I'm Brian Moline. Elected officials and advocates are breathing a sigh of relief after the reauthorization and expansion of a radiation exposure program. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum has more on what this could mean for the St. Louis region.
Members of Congress included the Radiation Exposure Compensation Act into a massive budget bill that President Donald Trump recently signed into law. It could provide St. Louis area residents with illnesses associated with radiation exposure, financial, and health care assistance. Karen Nickel of Just Moms STL says the passage of the program was bittersweet.
It's victory wrapped in grief. But I also hope that no other community has to wait this long to be heard.
The Department of Justice is slated to have a form available for people to sign up for benefits in the coming days. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
Missouri U.S. Senator Josh Hawley says he'll try to prevent some major changes to Medicaid from going into effect. Hawley ended up voting for a massive budgetary package that will include a sharp reduction in state medical provider taxes by 2032. At a press conference yesterday celebrating the inclusion of radiation compensation legislation in that bill, Hawley said he would work with his colleagues to reverse the medical provider tax plan.
But I'm going to dedicate myself with all the urgency I've dedicated myself to this fight, to seeing that in the 2030s and beyond, there are no Medicaid cuts that take effect in Missouri.
The budget package will also require Medicaid recipients to show proof that they're working in school or performing community service. St. Louis Sheriff Alfred Montgomery took office just 6 months ago. But today, Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey is taking the next step in his attempt to remove the nation's youngest sheriff from office. St. Louis Public Radio's Brian Munoz reports.
The Attorney General is accusing Montgomery of nepotism, misuse of public funds, and unlawful arrests. The sheriff's critics say he's overstepped his authority, while Montgomery insists he's acted lawfully and within the bounds of his role. The state's petition is called a quo warranto and accuses Montgomery of being, quote, a usurper who must be removed for violating his official duties. Retired St. Louis Circuit Judge turned staff attorney David C. Mason will defend Montgomery alongside a team of attorneys that includes a former federal prosecutor. The rare legal hearing begins Wednesday morning in St. Louis's Carnahan Courthouse. I'm Brian Munoz, St. Louis Public Radio.
A St. Louis Planned Parenthood clinic will again offer abortions next week after a Jackson County judge's decision. Judge Jerry Jung last week again put a hold on many of Missouri's abortion restrictions. The St. Louis clinic had begun providing some procedures after an earlier decision. It stopped in the spring after the state's Supreme Court ruled Jung used improper reasoning in her previous order. Margaret Baum is the chief medical officer at Planned Parenthood Great Rivers. She says the constant legal wrangling has been taxing on patients.
Patients don't know what is legal, where things are legal, you know, where procedures or medication abortions are going to be available. And our staff hears all kinds of questions and confusion.
The clinic is for now only offering non-medication abortions. The James S. McDonald Foundation is providing nearly $3 million for relief efforts in North St. Louis following the May 16th tornado that struck the region. St. Louis Public Radio's Lucretia Wimbley reports.
The foundation is disbursing $2.92 million across six organizations that will go toward rebuilding houses and providing family support. The storm displaced hundreds and caused over $1 billion worth of damage across the St. Louis region. The foundation's president, Jason Purnell, says the funding will primarily assist those in North St. Louis where the bulk of storm damage occurred.
Recovery efforts are necessary, both for immediate relief but also the long-term rebuilding that allows people to thrive in our community.
Invest STL is receiving $1 million for its cash assistance program. Action St. Louis and For the Ville are among the other organizations receiving funds.
There are more than 40 species of fireflies in Missouri, but for the last few years, people have been concerned about the populations diminishing. Rebecca Smith has more on how firefly populations are doing this year and what people can do to help.
It's a hot, very humid night at the Forum Nature Area in Columbia, and I'm being eaten up by mosquitoes while running around trying to catch fireflies.
Come here, fireflies. Ah, there we go, I got him. Hello, friend.
It's such a nostalgic experience, which is a common thing to hear from folks in Missouri. Memories of sitting outside on a hot, heavy summer night, watching the lightning bugs. During the last few years, there have been reports of fewer and fewer of the insect, which is why many Missourians have shared their surprise and pleasure at seeing what they perceive as more this year.
This year is definitely up from the last couple years.
That's Steve Bubeck. He's a natural history biologist with the Missouri Department of Conservation. He agrees that greater numbers of fireflies have been gracing the evening sky lately, but he stresses this isn't necessarily an indicator of long-term population growth or recovery.
We tend to think that firefly populations go in cycles with rain, so a nice wet year like this allows those little larval fireflies to survive a lot better.
And numbers are drastically down compared to 50 or 100 years ago. Bubeck says there's a lot of possible reasons for the reduction in firefly numbers across the state, such as light pollution and habitat loss. Fireflies are most successful in areas of moist soil with tall unmowed grasses, and this has become less and less common as time has gone on. According to the Nature Conservancy, Missouri used to have 15 million acres of grassland as recently as the mid-1900s. Now, less than 1% of that prairie remains.
You took a look at all the places we've impacted heavily, and they've just lost a lot of space to live.
Pesticides and herbicides are also a major concern for firefly population health, not just because the chemicals could harm the insect, but also because it reduces food sources for firefly larvae. Emily Althoff is an MU Extension urban entomologist and says fireflies actually spend the vast majority of their lives, years in some cases, as predatory armored larvae feasting on traditional garden pests such as snails, slugs, and earthworms.
And then they'll become pupa, sort of like our butterfly life cycle. We know that that's that complete metamorphosis. They completely change is how I like to say it.
So she says the best way to ensure that firefly populations stay healthy is to focus on the needs of the larvae and not just the more flashy adults. Luckily, she and Bubeck agree that while firefly conservation is not as simple and straightforward as, say, planting more milkweed for monarch butterflies, there are still lots of ways people can help, such as mowing less often, leaving the leaves in your yard, and limiting outdoor lighting. For anyone worried about whether or not it's okay to catch fireflies, Althoff advises temporary enjoyment.
I think catch and release is just fine. It also really instills this core memory and care into the next generation of human beings and potential scientists and potential next generation of entomologists or conservationists, and even just the general public to care.
But she reminds folks to be gentle with the bugs and release them where you found them, so future Missourians might see the same number of fireflies their ancestors did. I'm Rebecca Smith.
That story comes to us from our partners at KBIA in Columbia. St. Louis on the Air will tackle firefly populations on tomorrow's show at noon and 7 p.m., and we want to hear from you. What's been your firefly experience this year and in years past? Let us know at talk@stlpr.org. That's talk@stlpr.org. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur, but right now you're hearing the song Fireflies by Owl City. I'm Brian Moline. And from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.